So I'll continue my traveling and I will end up in Bethlehem, where Jesus is being born. I've clung so much to Mary and to the Holy Family, because Joseph is there too, that I find myself in the stable of Bethlehem and I open my eyes as never before, because there is a little baby there. And you know how the kids are fascinated by babies? They are, you know, constantly they are with giants around them. And for one, they see a tiny little one that is smaller than them, and they are very happy. So I look at baby Jesus and I see that he's very special. And so much love radiates from him. And you know, in the stable of Bethlehem, it's like heaven. Why? Because there is such an intensity of love that Satan has never been able to enter that stable. Powerful love cast out Satan. So I feel like in heaven there. I have my people. I don't need another family. I have found my family. And this is going to remain my family. And Our Lady said one day, just 9 days before Christmas in 92, I was there on the mountain to Ivan. It was in the midst of the war. She said, "Dear children, I want this Christmas to be different from other Christmases." And I thought, oh my gosh, she's going to tell us not celebrate Christmas because of the war and have sad faces. She continues, "I want this Christmas more joyful than any Christmas so far. Remember, dear children, how happy we were in the stable when my son was born. I want each of your families, dear children, to be as happy and joyful as we were in the stable when my son was born. And we were in the midst of the most terrible bombarding and massacres and concentration camps and all that stuff in December 92 in Bosnia-Herzegovina. Because when you contemplate God, you absorb the graces. And how shall we stop the war? Is it in watching TV and see all this evil going on? You fill your own heart with evil then, with dirt. But instead, when you contemplate the beauty of the family of God, then you get in, you take in all this peace, and then you radiate peace because we become what we contemplate." And she gave that day the key against war. At first, we were kind of shocked. How can we rejoice when those people are being killed? But they won't be killed anymore if I carry within me the love of God. And how shall I carry it? I will take it in watching God himself in my prayer. That's the miracle of the rosary. And this is why the rosary is so powerful against Satan. Now you got the point. So I'm standing by Mary's, holding her hand always. And an amazing thing happens. She takes baby Jesus in her arms and she gives it to me. You remember Sister Faustina in her diary said, Mary came to me and she told me, "My daughter, I give you now my most precious treasure." But what Mary did for Sister Faustina in an apparition, she can't refuse to do it for us too in an invisible way, because she doesn't love us less than she loved Sister Faustina or even Jesus. So now, in this decade, we will close our eyes and receive the baby Jesus in our arms, in our hearts, deep. But I want to insist on one thing. One Christmas, Our Lady said, "Dear children, put newborn baby Jesus at the first place in your life, and he will lead you on the way to salvation." And then the time of this century will be a time of peace and prosperity. So, she's giving us a little job. This was the message when we enter the new millennium. And believe me, this is the key for the new millennium. Put newborn baby Jesus at the first place. Now, I see many mothers and grandmothers here. When the newborn baby comes back home, don't you change the whole schedule of the house? Don't you? Not here in Canada? You do too? Oh, thank God. You don't behave as you did before, because your concern is the well-being of the little one. He cannot help himself, he's helpless. So unless you take care of him, he won't make it. The little baby has needs. He needs to eat regularly, even at night. He needs to drink regularly. He needs to be changed regularly. He needs to go out to breathe new air and all that stuff. And you've got to schedule your own life according to his needs, don't you? And when Mary says to us, put newborn Jesus at the first place, she's very smart. She's very clever. It means you'll be busy with Jesus your whole life. He won't let you alone. So once you get baby Jesus, believe me, it's a job. Are you ready? Are you ready to put Jesus at the first place and to take care of his needs as a mother does? But when she gives baby Jesus, she does not only give us the newborn to take care of. She says, he will lead you, which means she's giving us a leader. We've got our leader. Are you happy of the leaders of your country today? Okay, don't answer. I can see your faces. It's enough. Okay. If you're not so happy, now be happy you have your leader. And your leader is a child. And Mary doesn't invent a new thing in saying that, because the prophet already said before the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, a child will lead them. Because the only way to be led for us is to be led by a child, by an innocent, because God is a child. God is a child. It means much to me if I receive in my arms my leader. It means I can't have any more leaders beside that who will kind of make mess with my leadership. So each time I will have a choice to make, a decision to make, I will refer to my leader and say, hey, baby Jesus, what do you think of this situation? What should I do now? I like to give this example. Suppose I am a very beautiful girl of 20, which is not the case, I know. And three boys are willing to marry me. Peter, Paul, and James. You see, I remain in the gospel. And I'm hesitating because they are all three so good, you know. So what shall I do? I want to get married and I don't know which one to choose. Hey, baby Jesus, what is your opinion? What is your plan, your divine plan for my life? Which one should I choose? Show me the way. And Our Lady said in Medjugorje, when you pray with all your heart to God, with a true question, he will answer you at his time. So he will answer me, and maybe the answer will be patient, my little girl. I've got a fourth one for you, and he's much better than these three. No, but you know, each time you have really a turning point in your life, ask baby Jesus. So when you receive him, you know what? It's not enough to caress him and say, oh, how much you are cute, how much I love you. That's good, but it's not enough. Because true love means that one who have my commandments and live my commandments, that one loves me, said Jesus. So the best way to express our love to baby Jesus is to make a commitment with him and say, baby, from now on, I take you as my shepherd, as my leader, and whatever you will whisper to my heart, it is that I will choose to do. I will do your will. So now let's close our eyes and let this innocence of Jesus come into our heart